Yeah, okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to be learning tonight the halachas of cutting vegetables on Shabbos. What's the halacha with regards to cutting vegetables? You have to cut vegetables on Shabbos? You have to cut vegetables on Shabbos? Why not? You have to cut small pieces? Shrikas Samonim? And okay, that's true. There's a special gzeir of shchikas amonim. Yeah, you're right. The gzeir of shchikas amonim is we're not allowed to have medicines because we are concerned the person may end up grinding medical spices. But general vegetables in the kitchen, which don't necessarily have medical elements to it, you have to cut vegetables very, very small pieces. So the starting point probably is the question as to what's the definition of toichen? And we said that toichen is grinding. So how do you define grinding? What's grinding? How do you define grinding? How would you define grinding? The melach of grinding, toichen. How would you define it? That's right. Cutting something into very small pieces. If it's through pounding, so therefore, according to that, very interesting, really interesting, because that goes into the machlokes that we're going to be discussing later, Be'ezer Hashem. So let us go slowly. We're up to Seif Tes, which is page 296, and I'm going to see this a bit closer now. Mutalachtich Bosom Vushel. So the first halacha that we're seeing tonight is the Mutalachtich Bosom Vushel, cooked meat you're allowed to cut. Cooked meat you're allowed to cut. Bosom vushel, cooked meat, you're allowed to cut. Mutter lacht euch, bosom vushel, oitzli, or if it's roasted meat, you're allowed to cut. Dak, very thin, besaken with a knife. So you're allowed to cut cooked meat into small pieces. What does that seem to imply? You're allowed to cut. What are you allowed to cut? Cooked meat. Pardon? No, that's right. And raw meat. That's what the Rambam is medayik. Also, but it's not permitted. Lachtuch to cut dak to cut into very small pieces. Bosochai raw meat. Lifna oifos before the chickens. That's going to be also the hoil. Since the ein and the choil and the unable lech loy to eat it. Peloy chituch. Since those chickens, they're unable to eat this bosochai. They're not eat this. They're allowed to eat it. This raw meat, they wouldn't touch it unless it's cut into tiny, tiny elements. They wouldn't touch it only if it's cut very, very thinly. So then, these chickens, they are given tiny pieces of meat. Raw meat is, says the Zedrama, is also. And the reason for that is because if you give them in bigger pieces, they're not going to touch it. But if it's cut into very, very small pieces, they are going to eat it. So raw meat is included in the issa, in the melach of toichen. If it's cooked, there's no issa in it. But if it's raw meat, there's a melach as toichen. Again, I'm going over the words of the Rama of the Shulchan Aruch again. Mutalachtuch bosom vushel. You're allowed to cut cooked meat, or it's the roasted dak, thin pesakin with a knife. You're allowed to cut it into small pieces. That's permitted if it's cooked or roasted meat. Havar, but also lachtuch dak. Posochai. But if it's raw meat, that's going to be also lifnei oifos before. That's what you want to give to your chickens. Why is it also? Why? Tohoil ven, yinochoil lachloi beloichetuch, since they wouldn't touch it, unless it's cut into small pieces. Kamash veloichel, it's considered a food, and therefore it's going to be also. So there's lots of chidushim here. What are the chidushim here? What are we learning? What are the elements that are striking as a chidush over here? Pardon? Then even with meat. So we're seeing that raw meat is included in melechas toichen. Why not? Why not cooked meat? Not good. Yeah, but we're saying that actually meat is actually included in melechas toichen, which clearly tells us that yes, I mean foods are also included in it. But yeah. And good. So let us see what Mishnah Berurah explains. If Kotlam Adalaf Mutter Lachtoich, what is the reason why it's actually mutter if it's cooked? What's the Mishnah Berurah says the reason is Mutter Lachtoich. The ain't Tchina al Begedule Kak. The main opinion is that there is only Tchina. There's only the melach of grinding Begedule Kaka if it's something which grows from the ground, if it's something which grows from the ground, then only by those it's considered gedulei karkim. Only that's considered that only by something which is gedulei karkim melechas toichen applies. So if you've got vegetables or fruits, all things that grow from the ground, and melechas toichen will apply. Anything ein toichen elu begedulei karkim. Anything that grows from the ground, melechas toichen will apply if you are grinding this. Very good. So the question is, obviously, how does the meat thing come into it? Obviously, the answer is, said, it's an opinion, a very interesting opinion. We meet that opinion elsewhere as well. It's an interesting opinion that holds that actually, that animals are also considered gidulei karka. And most animals don't grow from the ground, indeed, but they are considered gidulei karka. Why? Because they nourish themselves completely from things that grow from the ground. So although a cow, an ox, may not necessarily look like something which is gidulei karka, but according to many authorities, it actually is gidulei karka because it's completely nourishing itself. It's eating constantly, non-stop. When it doesn't sleep, what it's doing is that it's eating grass. So it's therefore considered, according to many authorities, it's considered gidulei karka. It's interesting, no? A cow to become something that grows from the ground. Yeah, can you put the cow on schach? Good question. Can you put a cow on the schach? It's a good idea. Yeah, so he said there is that opinion. So he said that, so according to the opinions that it's not considered gidulei karka, okay, that goes without saying why a behemoth doesn't have, it can be cut into pieces, that's understood, meat can be cut into pieces, that's fine. But according to the opinions that it is considered gidulei karka, why is the mutter mikol mokom lesser bezeh? So even according to those opinions that it is considered gidulei karka, it's still mutter. The belavach is person is the enchach trine bochlin. He says, because there is opinions that hold, there's other opinions that hold that ain't trine bochlin, that trine doesn't apply with any foods. It's not how we pass can make, al kaponim, but there is opinions that hold that en gidulei karka, that en tchina b'ochlin, that tchina does not apply with food. So again, there's two opinions over here. Why is it that meat may potentially, cooked meat is not included in the issa? Reason number one is because meat is not something which is gidulei karka. Approach number one. Approach number two is, I know according to the authorities that hold that behemoth is considered gidulei karka, they hold that the reason why cooked meat is not toichen is because it's considered an oichel, and oichel don't have the issa of tchina. Yeah, now...
Shinui gomo.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a shinu gomu here. You're not grinding in a shinu dig away at all. Here it's not toichen, either because I hear what you're saying. Interesting thought. But the mice over there, yeah. The mice we pass can. Okay, it's an interesting thought. It has to be chashmenat. Here, interesting. Lemai said, generally we go with the opinions that by Euchland is Tchina. Now, let's move on. Sif Yud. Also, Ligor Agvino B'Shabbos B'Moirach Chorutz. B'Moirach Chorutz Bal Pipir Shekorin Railev. Now, Railev is what the Mishnah Berurah calls a rib eisen, which Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamedvav explains a rib eisen. And a rib eisen is what we call in English a grater, a cheese grater. So we've got over here three languages. The English is a cheese grater. The German Yiddish is what Mishnah Berurah calls Ribeisen. And the old French version, which is what the Shulchan Aruch uses, is called Ralois, or something like that. So that's the three terms for a cheese grater. A cheese grater, says the Shulchan Aruch, also ligor agvina b'shabbos b'moirag. Chorutz bal pepir shekorin railev. It is prohibited to grate with a cheese grater on Shabbos. Why is that? Sifkot Lamedvav explains that there's actually two reasons for that. The second reason, what Mishnah Berurah says, is because it's toichen. Can you see a toichen by using a cheese grater? Can you see why it's toichen? Cheese grater? I can see a toichen in it. Why not? Can you see? Taking a cheese grater, you are No? I think we can see it. We can see. No, what do you think? Cheese. If you're grating cheese, you can see why it should be also grinding. No? So Mishnah says it's either because of toichein, cheese, using a cheese grater is also because of toichein. What could be another reason for that? Another reason why it's also? Mishnah's first opinion, first explanation. Over the chol, very good. Mishnah said there's another issa which we're going to be touching on, which is over the chol. Now, whilst it is very, very difficult to define over the chol, what is the definition of over the chol remains a bit unclear. But one thing is, it seems to be consistent, is that when using a keli which is designated, any vessel which is designated for melacha, very or for something which is a purpose that you'll only you'll normally do it on weekdays, to use that specific keli is very often considered over the chol. A grater would be a good example for that, because a grater is something which you're going to use for grating cheese, which is something which you normally perform on a weekday. It's not, you know, a normal Shabbos, you're not going to start grating cheese. So therefore, what happens to this keli, a cheese grater, becomes an item which is an over to the chol item, and therefore by using it, it's over to the chol. So there's two reasons again why grating cheese on Shabbos is also either because of toichein, or because of Ozu the Choyl. These are what Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkot Lamed Vav. I'm going through the first line. Shekorin Ralav Beloshen Ashkenaz Ribaisen the Kevin Daklim Yuchad Lekach, since the Keli is designated for that purpose. Har is Derech Choyl, and this is considered the weekday matter. And that's also the Domine Shrikas Tavlin Machteshes, and it's a bit like grinding spices with the Machtesh with designated Keli. Vuadin Bechli Acham Yuchad Lekach. Whenever you have a designated Keli for something, that's going to make it into a over to the Choyl, which is also with Rabbonon. Sif Yud Aleph. Now, I don't understand. I have no understanding why this seif ended up over here. I don't understand it. It seems to me completely out of place. Maybe somebody's got a suggestion over here, because what the Shulchan Aruch teaches over here is mutar la'ashkos es ha'tolosh, allowed to water a cut, plucked. Much better. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's much better. Thank you. Kedei shalich mashin, in order for it to wither. To dry it. Oh, maybe that's, very good. Very nice. Very good. That's a very good shot. So normally we learn, normally obviously to water a plant or a flower is also because of, why not to water your garden on Shabbos? Why not to water the garden on Shabbos? Pardon? Because? Which is melacha? So yeah, that's right. So yeah, it's like planting. By adding water, you're over on a melacha, on a Torah level of Zoreya. Now, over here we're learning that if it's not cut, but plucked, and you're watering it in order for it not to wither away, for it not to go all dry, that's actually mutter. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Why is it mutter? And therefore, Sif Kotla Mazan in the Mishnebura, as a Tolush, Hainu Yeroko is Slushim, cut vegetables. The time and the reason is you're allowed to water them. Why? Kevin them Ruyo is the Achila Beyoimon, since they're edible, and you could eat them, Mutala Ashkos, you're allowed to water them. Mashahen can be Dovosh Hainu Roy La Achila, as opposed to if it's something which is not edible at all. Also, Litrach Bishvilam, if something is not edible, you're not to water it because it's, you're wasting, it's a tircha on Shabbos. Pardon? They're about to dry out, they're about to go funny, they're about to go. Yeah, and then you are watering them to keep them a little bit fresh. Mutalashkois es atolosh, you're allowed to, they're cut already, you're allowed to water them a little bit. Kadesh alich mashalem for not to wither away, not to go all dry. That's mutter. Velhashk Mishnah continues. Velhashk is a mechuba, but if you are watering something which is still connected, yesh bo isa Torah, there's an isa Torah involved in that, because of Zeriah. That's what the Mishnah says. So that's it. Now again, why it is brought out of here, Rabbi Yossel suggests because of
connection between the Gedilah and the Kaaba from the previous thing.
Do you like the suggestion? It's because we're talking about Gedilah, we're not talking about how to save the day if they're going funny. Any other suggestions? Why would he be brought to me? I'm not sure. Maybe that's a good pshat. Any other suggestions? That would be Yossel's pshat. But Yomin, any ideas? Chaim Yeshua. Why would he be brought out? I don't know why it's brought out of here. Good. Sifyut Beis. Sifyut Beis tells us about Mechate Chayorog Dak Dak. Hakadis is an individual who's cutting now the vegetables in very thin pieces. Hamachatech is a yorok dak dak. Chaim mishum toich. Now, here we've got it. Here we've got it, black on white. Yes, to cut. Pardon? Shasmas. That's right. Yeah. If you cut vegetables into tiny elements, you chayev. Chayev seems to imply that it is. Doraisa. If you're cutting vegetables, fruit and vegetables, into tiny pieces. I'm reading the words again. So when you cut the vegetables, dak dak, into thin parts. Yes, it's a machloikas, but that's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. Pardon? Good question. Why? It's a very good question. Very, very good. So you're really going into the question. Okay, you're going into the fascinating question. I didn't intend to mention it now, but I will mention it in Yul Zuchus. The question of, is that if we're learning, the typical example of here is grinding probably, what's a good example that he's talking about over here? You're making small, what are you cutting into short?
Cucumbers
into tiny pieces. Mishum toichein. Or another example would be
garlic.
I don't know, which other vegetable would you cut into teeny?
Oh, that's a good one, but you might pound it, or you might cut it, depends how you...
Yeah, so pastures we're talking about, yeah, so that's all toichein. Now the question is, what happens, that's what we're talking about over here. The question raised over here is, what if it's not something which is going to be into individual tiny particles, like those examples here, but think about a banana. Or think about a banana or avocado. Is there also melechus toichen there or not? A melechus toichen or not? Are you allowed to take an avocado and spread it on the challah? Are you allowed to take a banana and mush it? Or is that included in toichen? We've got a mefor shulchan aruch. Hamechatech hayorok dak dak chayim mishum toichen. Will those be included? Yes or no? Allowed to take. Rashi should be different than raw meat. Yeah, so he's, yeah, but Moshe says that as we found, if we're finding about meat, then that's a good question. What do you think? Any opinions on that? Does anybody have bananas? I don't know if you mush bananas.
Step away from
proper toichen,
you can actually pound it.
But
not if you squish it down, that's a manish.
It's even more
toichen. Duck means slice,
slice. Yeah, so literally, very literally, good point. Very literally, amechatech hayorek dak dak chayim mishum toichen is dak dak means the thin pieces. Yeah, will be exactly the same. Absolutely, will be the same question. So now, here we're actually touching on the fascinating machlok. The Bshlom Zalman is, Moshe clearly is matir. Moshe says that the whole idea of toichein is if you're doing something into small particles, it becomes small elements.
But it doesn't matter according to that opinion whether it's ground or sliced.
Correct.
It's the outcome.
That's right, very good. That's a good way, that's a lomdish way of describing it. Yeah, if you've got small pieces at the end, pieces at the end, you have produced a what?
Pulp.
Yeah, that's it, pulp, okay. What it is like small particles of something, small elements, and that's why it's going to be also if don't toichen. However, says Reb Moshe, if you've got something which has become a mush, one big.
No, that's different than the pulp. The first case is not a pulp. The first case is small pieces cut out.
Reb Moshe wants to say small pieces mutter, one big texture is mutter. A mush is mutter. So what Moshe says, bananas. Banana, to take a banana into squash, that's not going to be, is a toichen. According to Moshe. No, according to Moshe, it's fine.
According to Moshe, you never do toichen with a soft vegetable, basically.
Basically, yes. And not everybody agrees on that. There's many poskim who disagree with it vehemently, and they hold. There is a whole bunch of poskim who disagree with the Moshe, and they say that no, hold on over, you're playing with the deraisa, and you don't do that. Don't start mushing a avocado, a or it's a problem. We're going to see soon, there is ways around it anyway, even according to the Cholkim, there is ways around it. We're going to see there is ways of actually sorting it out in a way that it's mutter according to all opinions. But in principle, just to take a knife, or to take a fork, and to just mush it, we've got a machloekes according to the Moshe, don't worry about it, it's fine, it's not toichen. Toichen is a mechatech dak, and here you haven't done it. According to many other poskim, no, this is considered the meleches toichen as well, it's also. It's a good question. It was grinding, yes. But the question is, does it go as far? Yes, it was into small particles, indeed.
No, it's like more than that. It's ground up.
Yes, but into a more floury substance.
Small pieces.
So, but you can hear that small piece included in this as a matter.
Yeah, all the more so if it's ground like a banana.
You see, yeah, that, okay, that's pretty much what Chaznish is such a svar, that it's posher, that it's obviously included in this. Yeah. So now the question is, as follows. Yeah, what about, are you allowed to cut challah on Shabbos?
Yes.
You're allowed to cut challah on Shabbos. I think we all agree on that. Yeah, I think we all agree. Why is that not considered toichen? Surely you have the challah, and you're slicing it into small elements.
Large pieces, doesn't it?
Pardon, not?
It's a large piece.
Oh, it's large. Okay, so what if I cut it very thinly? And then I cut it into... I'm very stingy. Yeah. Absolutely, that's correct. Yeah. Okay, so what if I really have cut it, and then after, you know, I just don't want everybody to be full from the challah. I cut it now, and I cut it again, and I cut it again into small pieces. Croutons, that's right, yeah. Okay. Well, I want to know... Okay, I want to get to a point over here. I want to know, yeah... Yeah, okay, so you're right. Good point. Very, very true. That when it comes to challah, challah is made out of flour, which is made out of wheat, which therefore we say very, very true. Very true. But I want to get to another point, but you're right. You're absolutely correct. But I'm trying to get to another point of here, because I'm questioning that imagine I'm cutting an apple. You know, why are you allowed to cut? Am I allowed to cut an apple? Okay, because of your question, I'm changing. I'm going away from the challah. I'm going to the apple now. Okay, if anybody wants to cut, why is it cutting apple? Why is that not toichen?
It's very fine. Maybe
it would be if you cut it too fast.
If it's too fast, but what about I'm cutting big piece? Mukhla. Okay, so we've got a problem over here, and I'm just trying to be a bit. I'm purposely trying to be. We've got a problem. We need to define what is it considered dak. We learned the Shulchan Aruch says that to mechatech dak, if you've got a vegetable and you're cutting it into small pieces, that's mechatech, that's meleches toichen. Define dak to thin pieces. Is it 2 millimeters? Is it 1 inch? Is it, how do you define it? How do you define dak? And that's a real problem.
I would suggest it's small type of piece that you would normally cut the vegetable on a weekday, and therefore you would cut it in a larger, irregular way, not the specialized, small way, on Shabbos to avoid the malacha.
Okay, good, fine. So this is interesting what you're suggesting. We're going to be seeing that we're touching on the bialocha, and the bialocha quotes a massive chiddush, and perhaps an even greater chumrah of the Irem, but we leave that, Bezer Hashem, for Sunday. So we're going to leave that open for today. We have to see the Irem on Sunday, Bezer Hashem. To recap, just to summarize briefly what we learned tonight, we spoke about the... about to cut meat, if it's cooked or roasted, it's mutter. And the reason being is either because en tchina begdule kaka, or because the other opinions hold that it's en shaykh tchina beuchlin. We learned that if it is uncooked, then it's actually also, because you're making it into a food, and it's actually going to be also. So raw meat to cut into small pieces is also. We learned cheese grater is also, probably because of toichlein, according to some opinions, because of the choyl. And then we spoke about the watering of the plucked flat of the esatolush, in order that shouldn't wither away. That's going to be mutter as well. Obviously, if it's connected still, over on Zeram or the Reise. Then we spoke about the Siv Yud Beis, which is telling us that mechatech yorg dak. If you're cutting vegetables into very small pieces, that's toichen. And we're going to continue this very interesting conversation on Sunday, Beis Hashem.